Begin the current daf, Masechet Sanhedrin, daf Nun Dalet. Begin on the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues in the discussion in the previous daf, where Rava had explained the Machlekes, the Rabbanan and the Behuda in our Mishnah, which we were talking about, the Niskalan, those who get Skila, and one of them was Habal Le'em, if someone has relations with his mother. So that was the Machlekes in the Mishnah, the Tanakama held that there's two liabilities, one for the fact that she's his mother, and also that she's his father's, it's his father's wife. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda said, no, he's only going to be chayiv for the violation of his mother, not for being his father's wife. And Rabbi explained the reason is because, as our Gemara will actually corroborate that on today's daf, Rabbi had said the pasuk in Yikra Yudches Zayin, which says Erva Savicha, which we learn out, says Rabbi from Gzeres Shava, that it means Eshe Savicha, which seemingly that would include whether she's your mother or not, she's still your father's wife, and then you're going to be liable on Eshe Savicha. But then the pasuk continues and it concludes, Imcha he, she's your mother. And that, according to Rava, was coming to exclude when it says he, no, you're only going to be liable for the fact that she's your mother and not for Eshe Savicha. In contrast, as we'll see later on, the Rabban disagree in that interpretation. They do not learn that Erba Savicha means Eshe Savicha. It means literally the father, meaning the Mishkav Zachar, having relations with his father itself. And therefore, Imcha he is not coming to exclude that. And therefore, to the contrary, it's coming to teach something else, as we told in the previous daf, that halacha of Rav Shisha Bar Davidi. And that's what the Gemara is going to begin now. And says, Tatni Kavasei de Rava. We have a Braisa that supports this interpretation of Rava in Rabbi Yehuda. We're recording a Braisa in Teres Kayanim, where a Stam Sefra, which is what Teres Kayanim is Rabbi Yehuda. So this Braisa that we're going to be quoting is the interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda, and it's going to be exactly how Rava had explained it, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, when it says in the Pasuk, Erba Savicha, it doesn't mean literally the nakedness of your father. It means your father's wife. Now, so Rabbi Yehuda has a Gzeres Shava, learning out additionally that there's a punishment for the halacha of his mother that's not Eshes Aviv, meaning not like Rav Shisha Berei Rav Idi, who we had said that he actually used the terminology Imchehi to teach that halacha, which is like the Rabbanan, which we said, therefore you don't have that to be an exclusionary term of when you have a woman that's both Eshes Aviv and Imoy. He knows that, as we'll see later on from Gzeres Shava. So therefore you have the superfluous imchahi to say the drasha that Rava had explained is the basis of Yehuda's opinion that when she's both Eshes Ava, which the beginning of the pasuk according to Rabbi Yehuda is teaching, that it, when it says Erva Savicha means Eshes Savicha, and also it seemingly would include a case of when she's your mother too, that it's both will be included. That's what the pasuk concludes. No, imchahi is saying that no, the liability is only going to be for the fact that she's his mother and not for the fact that she's also his father's wife. So where do we see that? Says the Gemara as follows. The pasuk in Mayukra, in the Perek Chav pasuk Yud Aleph, the whole pasuk there says that Isha Sheyishkev is Eshes Av, and the man that will lay with his father's wife, Erves Av Avigila, he has revealed the nakedness of his father, Maisu Masu Yishneyem Demeyem Bam, that they shall surely die, the two of them, they have their blood on them. Now, the Raisa interprets the words of this pasuk when it starts off Ish, a man, it's prat lakot, and that's excluding a minor. If a minor has relations with his father's wife, he's not going to be liable. Then the pasuk continues, asher yishkev es eshes av, that will lay, have relations with his father's wife. Mashma, that sounds like, bein eshes av she'ima, when it says there's a liability of having relations with his father's wife, whether that father's wife is his own mother, or bein eshes av shlo'ima, whether that father's wife is not his own mother. That the liability is going to be either way for eshes av. How do we know that there is a punishment for having relations with his mother that's not his father's wife? Meaning, if it's also his father's wife, that's already included in Eshes Av. But how do we know when it's his mother that's not his father's wife? And this we had just mentioned in passing before, which that's actually the halacha of Rav Shesh Rav Idi, who learns it out from Imchehi, which again, Rabbi Huda does not. So he has to have a different limud. How do you know that there's going to be a punishment for Eshes Aviv that's not for Imoy, for his mother, it's not Eshes Aviv? Tamalema, that's what the Pasuk teaches. It says in that Pasuk, Ervas Aviv Gila, the nakedness of his father he has revealed. Now, it's not that these words are indicating that it's talking about his father's wife that's not his mother, let's say when she was the Anusa of his father, because that's not literally Ervas Aviv. So we do see here from the pasuk of Ervas Aviv Gila that refers to his mother that's not Eshes Aviv, which is only when she was Nanusa, when she was violated. If she was married, then she's both it's his mother and his father's wife. Rather, it's only when his father violated his mother and therefore it's his mother, but it's not his father's wife. It's actually because Mufna. Those words are seemingly superfluous there in the pasuk, because what's that teaching over there? It says, a man will lay with his father's wife. He has revealed the nakedness of his father. They should surely die. What are those words ever of Gila coming to teach? It's mufnet, superfluous, lahakish, to make a hakish, but lodin mimen exereshava, and actually to learn out exereshava from those words to elsewhere, which actually the Brisa right now, Rabbi Huda, doesn't expound in it right here. But ultimately, as the Brisa will conclude, from there we will learn that there's an einish for his mother that's nanusa, which is not also aishas of. But that the Brisa will conclude later on, what's this gezer shava, how do we know it? But first, the Brisa continues explaining the words in the pasuk. When it says, meisu masu, they should surely die, meaning a man who has relations with his father's wife, it means beskila, by being stoned. Atoime beskila, is that really so? Is with skila? Oyoine eila ba'achas mikomisa mors b'torah. Maybe it's one of the other death penalties as mentioned in the Torah. And that says, the Brisa, nemerkan demeim bam. Here in this pasuk, it says, their blood is on them. And by Oyviyadainu, with different types of sorcery, it says there also the punishment is their blood is on them. Now, Malahal and Beskila, just to go over there, the Torah explicitly says that they get stoned. Avkam Beskila here also, it is that they get stoned. Continues the Brisa. Einish Shemanu as Harminain. So we have this pasuk in Mayikra, Parakha, Pasuk Yiraf, to teach us that there's a punishment for having relations with one's father's wife. But as Harminai, where do we know that, because the Torah has to mention both a warning, a prohibition, and the punishment, where is the prohibition mentioned? So Tamalayma, that's a pasuk teaching the Yikra, which are the pasukim we were talking about in the previous daf. Eva Savicha Lo Yisegali, it says that the nakedness of your father you should not reveal. Says the Braisa, when it says Erva Savicha, and this is the primary point that we're discussing, but we're bringing to corroborate the opinion of Rava, that although it says Erva Savicha, Rabbi Huda does not learn that it means literally the nakedness of your father. Zu Eisha Savicha. This refers to your father's wife. On that says Rabbi Huda, Ata'ime Eisha Savicha. Is that really so that the pasuk means your father's wife? Or Eina Ela Erva Savicha Mamash. Maybe it means literally an Isser to have relations with one's father. On that says Rabbi Huda, Nemekan Erva Savicha Lesegali. Here it says, the nakedness of your father do not reveal. V'nem Lahan, there is the pasuk that we mentioned before that it says by the punishment, which we said before, Ervas Aviv Gila, which we said similarly that's superfluous. The Erva of your father, if you reveal, then you get a punishment. Now, Ma'alahalan Be'isha Zakas Madaba, just like over there when it says Ervas Aviv, it doesn't mean his father, it means his father's wife, because if you look at the beginning of that pasuk, it said clearly, Isha Shayishka Bes Eches Aviv. It was saying if a man lays with his father's wife, oh, he has revealed the nakedness of his father. But it doesn't literally mean his father, because it's talking about his father's wife. Afkan Be'isha Zakas Madaba, here also where it just says Ervas Avicha Lisigale, it doesn't mean literally your father, it means your father's wife. So that's how we know there's an Hashara for having relations with one's father's wife. Now, continues to be Huda Umashma. Now the understanding of the pasuk would be Bain Ashes Aviv Shihimai, whether if it's his father's wife that's also his mother, which that liability would be because of Ashes Av, until we have, which is what this is the point that Rava had explained in Rabbi Huda on the previous staff, explaining his opinion mentioned on Mishnah, that until you have the end of the pasuk which says Imchahi, no, she's your mother, which is an exclusionary term, which will explain and clarify the beginning of the pasuk, that by default, when the beginning of the pasuk says that there's a liability for Eishes Aviv, it's only when she's not your mother. Because the simple understanding of the beginning of the pasuk is, what you're liable for Eishes Aviv, whether she is his mother, Bein Eishes Aviv She'en Imai, whether it's his father's wife that's not his mother. Now, Imai She'en Eishes Aviv Minayin, where do we know that regarding his mother, that's not his father's wife, how do we know that that is forbidden? We said the Einish will explain shortly, that's learned from Gzeres Shabba. But regarding the Asara, that there's a prohibition of having relations with one mother that's not his father's wife, if it's his father's wife, we know that's included in Eishes Aviv, which we're saying seemingly includes both Imoy and not Imoy. But how do you know that when it's his mother, it's not his father's wife, that's prohibited? Tamalayim, that's the Pasuk teaches over there, Evras Imcholei Sigali, the Pasuk there continues, says, and the nakedness of your mother do not reveal, which is just the fact that she's his mother. Now, Ainli Ella Bazhar. Now, however, I would only know that there's a prohibition. She'asa Akasiv Imoy, She'ena Eishes Aviv, because the pasuk just before equated his mother that's not his father's wife to his mother that is his father's wife. Because just before it was speaking about Eishes Aviv, which we said seemingly includes whether it's his mother or not. So when the pasuk then continues and says when the mother is not his father's wife, it's equating the two and saying that you're going to have a nazhara by both cases. But Einish Minayin, but how do we know that there's going to be a punishment for Imoi, that's not Eishes Aviv, which was what we had mentioned before, which the Braisa left hanging, did not address. They said there's a Gezer Shavah, but didn't clarify what that is. How do we know that there's an Einish by Imoi She'ena Eishes Aviv? And that says, Rabbi Yehuda, Nemekan Erva Sevichol Eisegali. It's because here the Pasuk says, the Erva of your father do not reveal. V'nem lahalon says over there, Eves Aviv Gilin, that other Pasuk we mentioned, that the nakedness of his father he has revealed. Now, Ma Bazhara, so therefore, just like by the prohibition, Asa HaKasav Imoi She'ena Eishes Aviv, Ki Imoi She'ena Eishes Aviv, the Pasuk says it's the same thing. It mentions Eishes Aviv, which we said seemingly includes whether she's a mother or not. And then it says a mother that's not Eishes Aviv, because it's talked about just regarding the erva of the mother. So regarding the prohibition, it's equating a mother that's Eishes Aviv and an Imoi that's not Eishes Aviv. So too by a punishment, Asa Kasav Imoi She'ena Eishes Aviv Ki Imoi She'ena Eishes Aviv. It's equating a mother that is an Eishes Aviv to a mother that's not Eishes Aviv. And just like by Imoi, that's Eishes Aviv, the Torah over there warns that there's going to be a punishment, Moisu Masu, so to an Imoi that's not Eishes Aviv will also get that punishment. That's Gzeir Shavu, which we're learning out the halachas of the Hazhara from the halacha of the and the Einish with this Gzeir Shavu. Both of them say Eves Avicha, and the one that we mentioned by Eves Aviv Gila is Mufnitz, superfluous. What's that coming to teach when it talks about the punishment is to learn out from the Hazhara. Just like the Hazhara, there's no difference if it's his mother that's also his father's wife. So too by the Einish, it doesn't make a difference if it's his mother that's his father's wife. Just like when she's also his father's wife, he gets a punishment. So too when she's not his father's wife, if he has relations with his mother, he gets the punishment of death. Now, then when the Pasuk concludes, Imchahi, that, and this was Rava's explanation, this is what the Brice is saying clearly also, is going back in the beginning of the Pasuk to exclude from its simple understanding, which is when it's his father's wife, that's also the same woman as his mother, it's saying, no, she's his mother, which is an exclusionary term, Mishum Imayat Mechaivoy, that he's only going to be liable for the fact that she's his mother, Viyat Mechaivoy Mishum Eshesav, and the liability is not going to be because of Eshesav. That is corroborating the opinion of Rava from the previous daf, explaining the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah in disagreement with Rabbanon, when the woman, his mother, which many times is generally his mother and it's also his father's wife, liability according to Rabbi is only imchahi, only for his mother, but not for Eishesav. Whereas, says the Gemara of Rabbanon, but Rabbanon, who in our Mishnah, they say that the liability is for both his mother and for his father's wife, they tell you that no, the whole understanding is different in the Pasuk. You cannot learn like Rabbi Yehuda because Ervas Avicha Mamish. When the Pasuk says Ervas Avicha Lo Segale, it literally means to say having relations with one's father. But the Pasuk doesn't mention at all anything regarding the father's wife. So therefore, when the Pasuk then concludes and says Imchahi as an exclusionary term, it's not coming to say, oh, because the beginning of the Pasuk was talking about the father's wife, which seemingly included also when she's his mother, and then it's saying, no, that you only be liable for Imcha and not for Eishes Aviv. It's not true. The beginning of the Pasuk, according to them, is not talking about Eishes Aviv, it's talking about Aviv. And therefore, that rather that Imchahi is actually coming to tell a different drasha, as we'll see later on, which we mentioned also in the previous daf, which is this halacha of Shisha Bri Davidi. But the Gemara continues, according to Rabbanan, that they're saying when the Pasuk says, Ervas Avicha Lo Segali, literally means to say having relations with one father, and that the Gemara asked, but Haim Ve'ez Zachar Nafka, that we're learning from a different Pasuk in B'Yikra, which prohibits homosexuality. Why do we need specifically to say the prohibition of having relations with one father? One is not allowed to have relations with any male. And that says the Gemara, L'chaim V'lov Shtayim. It's to give him two penalties, one for the fact that his father's a male, and one for the fact that it's his father. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda taught, Rabbi Yehuda, the Amira had taught, Nachri Habal Aviv Chayv Shtayim. If a non-Jew has relations with his father, he's liable for two. One because of Ez Zachar, because he's a male, and one because of Ever Savich, it's the nakedness of your father. Habal Achi Aviv, he has relations with his father's brother, Chayv Shtayim. He's liable for two, one because he's a Zachar, and one because the Pasuk says, Ervas Achi Avicha Lo Segale, the nakedness of your father's brother do not reveal, which they're understanding literally, not your father's brother's wife, but literally your father's brother. Now, Omar Rava, he clarifies and he says, Mistabra Milsad Rabbi Huda, it's logical to say that this halacha of Rabbi Huda we just quoted, it's actually talking about Bisrol, not by a Nachri, but a Jew, Bishogig, when he does it by mistake, Uba carbon and this togma when there's a liability of a carbon, that since there was two negative prohibitions, so therefore this requires two different carbonas chatas, even though that there's one chiv of karis, because as the Gemara teaches Masechtas Makis and Daf Yudalim Beis, as we see that there's a liability for the when someone is mefatim and sach, the certain things from the Beis HaMikdash that he's not allowed to do when he makes the ingredients and when he anoints it, where although it's one karis, but if it's two negative prohibitions, so he's going to be liable for two karmel chatzis here also, that although it's one karis because of the act that he did, but it's still going to be two negative prohibitions. Now, v'haydu kamanachri, this that he, when he said if a non-Jew has relations with his father, is lishnam aliyah, who just said in a euphemistically way, in a more appropriate way, more delicate, not to say something negative about a Jew, but it's not referring to a non-Jew, it means regarding a Jew, and in regards to bringing two different karbanos chatas when he does by mistake. And he says, because the Yisro G'day D'Chanachar Mamish, if you would entertain to say he was literally talking about a non-Jew, but then dinoy mainihu, what is the judgment of a non-Jew regarding when he does this avera? It's ketala. He gets killed, even when he does it by mistake, as the Gemara tells us later on, Daf Nun Zayin Aleph in his parak, that the warning for a non-Jew is makes him liable for the death penalty. There's no karbonis when he does an aver b'shoigik, he gets killed. Now, betray katli katlisli, do you think you could kill a non-Jew twice? What would it mean that he's liable for two? Obviously, it's referring to a Jew who does it by mistake, because a Jew also, once he's killed once, he can't kill him twice, does it by mistake, and it's to be liable to two different karbonis chatzis. Says the Gemara Tanam Halacha, someone in the Braisa, Haba Aloviv Chayiv Shtam, if someone has relations with his father, he's liable for two. Haba Alachi Aloviv Chayiv Shtam, if he has relations with his father's brother, he's liable for two. Now, Ikudamre, that those who wanted to say, Gedlei Rabbi Yehuda, that this Braisa is obvious, that this teaching is obviously not like Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda does not learn that there is a prohibition regarding the having relations with one's father, because he doesn't learn Erva Sevicha literally. He learns it that it's coming to Mara Eisha Sevicha. And he uses it for the Gzeres Shava, which excludes it from its literal translation. So this Braisa that's teaching that there's a liability of having relations with one father too, one of Zachar, one of Erva Sevicha, obviously not like Rabbi Yehuda. But Ve'igadarmi Afilatem Rabbi Yehuda, the others who say that no, it could even be like Rabbi Yehuda. Because a Maisi Laba Kavochem Mechi Aviv, he learns it from a Kavochem from his father's brother. Where there the pasuk is talking about literally, because that pasuk already mentioned El Ishtar Lisikar, if you now have relations with his wife, with the uncle's wife. So when it says that there's a problem with revealing the nakedness of your father's brother, it means literally the father's brother. So yeah, although Rabbi Yehuda does not have a pasuk regarding one's father, because he learns not as father, but as father's wife, but he learns that from a kavah chamer from a chi aviv. Because a ma'achi aviv, because if regarding one's father's brother, the kurva di aviv hu chayiv shtayim, where that's just related to this person through his father, because it's his father's brother, and still there's going to be a liability for two, that of zachar and that of avachi aviv, so aviv l'koshkin, so isn't it a kavachimer that for sure when one has relations with one's own father, where there's his old relation with his father's brother through that, for sure he's going to be chayiv for two, even though there's no explicit pasuk with that. Now the Gemara tells us that v'kamithilgi beplukta d'abayi v'rava, these two different versions, if the braisa could be like a b'yuda or not, is contingent on the machlekes abayin rava. Whereas mar savar einshe min adin, the second version that said it could even be like a b'yuda, holds like a baya, that you give a punishment, you can give a death penalty, based on a kavo chaymer. Where, yeah, if achi aviv has the death penalty of having relations with the uncle, then for sure one's own father. Whereas Umar Savar in Inchimin Adin, the first version that held not Kibi Huda, holds like Rava, that holds that you cannot give a punishment, you cannot give an execution, a death penalty, any punishment based on a Kavachemus, although it would seem to be Kavachemus, since the Torah doesn't say explicitly, it would not be able to be like a Behuda because he does not have a pasuk that says Eves Aviv, and you can't know it, you can't teach it from a Kavachemus. Now the Gemara continues explaining this Machikis of Behuda and the Rabbanon of our previous Mishnah. V'Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, Azhara le'eshes aviv minalahu. Where do they know the Torah is saying a prohibition to having relations with one father's wife? Because Rabbi Yehuda knew it from Erbes Avicha le'segali, which means eshes avicha. But Rabbanan say no means literally one's own father's own nakedness. So where do they know eshes aviv? Says the Gemara, nafka lahu me'erves eshes avicha le'segali. There's a different pasuk in Mayukah that says that the erva of your father's wife do not reveal. So that's an explicit pasuk. But says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, he already knows it from Erves Avicha Lesegali. What does this pasuk come to teach? Ahumi Bayli Las Haras La Eshes Aviv L'Achar Misa. No, we already know Eshes Aviv from Erves Avicha Lesegali. That pasuk is coming to add on and to tell us that there's a prohibition, it's a violation of having relations with one father's wife, even after his father passed away. Rabbanan, they would tell you, now who may say for the Kornafka? That you know from the end of that pasuk. The end of that pasuk says, "Ever savichah, it's the nakedness of your father," which is coming to say that it's going to be in constant, it's always going to have that havaya even after the father passed away. But Rabbi Huda, he would tell you, "No, humi bayle." No, that save of the pasuk is coming to add on a different halacha, is to tell you mishum eishes avat mechayvet, to tell you that no, the violation when one has relations with one's father's wife is only for eishes av. But there's not going to be a liability because of her being also a married woman, because she's married to his father. That because since the beginning of the pasuk is telling us that there's a violation of Eishes Av, so that would seemingly indicate, okay, so she's going to be an Eishes Ish. That's where it comes the terminology of he, which is the exclusionary term, to come to exclude and says that no, it's only going to be because of Eishes Aviv, but it's only Erva Savichahi, but not because of that she's an Eishes Ish. And that is, for that he doesn't get punishable. Now, however, on that the Gemara asks, how can you say that? But Vanant, now we learned in our Mishnah, Habal Eishes Av, someone has relations with his father's wife, Chayvala Mishav Eishes Av, first of all, there's a violation, there's a punishment being liable because it's his father's wife, and because she's a married woman. And that applies bein mechaya aviv, bein lachamis aviv, that of eishes av applies whether if his father's alive or whether after his father passed away. Now, v'loy polig Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees in our Mishnah on a different halacha as we're in the middle of discussing here regarding this other halacha, but meaning regarding imoy. But regarding eishes av, he doesn't disagree on that halacha, and he says that there is going to be a violation for eishes ish. So how could you say that he learns the end of that pasuk of ervas avichahi, which is saying that there's no violation, there's no punishment for being an eishes ish? So Mabai, he says, polig bebraisa. You're right, although in the Mishnah he does not disagree, but in the braisa he does disagree, and that's this halacha that he's disagreeing, and how do you interpret the end of that pasuk? So the Gemara continues asking, v'rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, the punishment for his father's wife, la'achar misa, after the father's death, minolahu, where do they know it from? Meaning, regarding the azhara, that we just finished saying, where they know it from. We would say that they know this from the pasuk, and that was why they would disagree how to learn up the pasuk. The Rabbanan say, there's an explanation of the pasuk, how do you know eishes aviv, la'achar misa? But the punishment, how do you know? As the Gemara explains, bishlam Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is very well understood because he, as we said before, has a gzeira shava, learning out the two psukim where it says ervas avicha gilo, which is unnecessary to compare to the other pasuk that says ervas aviv, to tell you that to learn out the halachas of the azhara of eishes aviv to the einish of eishes aviv. So ma'isi lo b'gzeira shava. So he learns this also from the gzeira shava, which is just like we know there's an azhara for eishes aviv lachamisa. So we know there's an einish for eishes aviv lachamisa. And the rabban manalu, but they don't have this gzeira shava. So how do they know that Eishes Av la'achar misa has an einish? So Amar Lach, they would tell you, Hahu Ervas Aviv Gila, that pasuk of Ervas Aviv Gila has revealed the nakedness of his father, which is, that says in the context of that pasuk that's talking about the einish, the mapik la bihud l'gzer shavah, that he uses that, he says, oh, that's superfluous. He uses that word to utilize for the gzer shavah, comparing it to the asaras. On that, say the Rabbanan, we don't have the gzer shavah. But those words, that pasuk ervas av gila, mafkile inu lo inish to eishes av lachamisa, that is extra, which is coming to include something more to say that there's going to be a punishment for eishes av if even lachamisa. The Gemara continues asking, v'rabanan einish leimoy, the punishment for having relations with his mother, she'ena eishes av, that's not his father's wife, minalahu, where do they know that from? Because einish by one's mother, it doesn't say. The Azhara we had learned where it says imoy, that is explicitly a prohibition of having relations with her. But the Einish doesn't say. The Einish is only in that other pasuk we mentioned by Eishes Aviv. That's where it says. Now, Rabbi Huda has a Gzeira Shava comparing the Azhara to the Einish. So we could learn out from the Gzeira Shava. But according to Rabban who don't have the Gzeira Shava, how do they know that there's a punishment for his mother that's not Eishes Aviv? So that of Rav Shisha Barid of Idi, and this is the teaching we had mentioned in the previous daf, which is where the Rabbanan utilized this word imchehi and how they explain the pasuk. Not like Rabbi Yehuda, who, as we said before, imchehi, he learns to say that in the beginning of the pasuk that has eishes av, that's ozi imoy. Imchehi is saying that, okay, you'll only be liable for imoy as his opinion on Mishnah and not for eishes aviv, which Rabbanan disagree. So what do they use with the pasuk? It comes to actually explain this halacha of how do you know there's a punishment for having relations with one mother that's not also his father's wife. As Rav Shisha Bar Davidi had taught, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Imchehi, she is your mother. The word he could mean, like Rabbi Yehuda teaches, like oshi, which is exclusionary term, but also could mean from the term of havaya, of it in constant state, which means in all situations, all things being equal, that there's going to be this violation for one's mother, whether she is his father's wife, and whether she's not his father's wife, it should be equal in all situations. So on that says, Rav Shisha Bar Davidi, Asoha kosav li'imoi, she'eina eish esav. So the pasuk is equating a mother that's not his father's wife, ki'imoi she'e eish esav, like his mother is his father's wife. And just like we know that a mother that's his father's wife is included in eish esaviv, which there is an einish, as the pasuk says, by eish esaviv. So it's comparing to also imoi that's not eish esaviv, that is also going to be an einish. That concludes that machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan from our Mishnah regarding imoi that's eish esaviv, if you're going to be chayiv two like Rabbanan, only one that of imoi like Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Mishnah had said, Habal Kalosa, if someone has relations with his daughter-in-law, b'chulu, etc., so he violates two, that of being his daughter-in-law and that of being a married woman. So the Gemara asks, but l'chayv namim shom eishes b'nei, but there should be a liability for a third one, that of being his son's wife. Because in the Torah, in the Pasuk, it's mentioned as two separate terminologies, two separate negative prohibitions. Because it says, Ervas kalos chaloisegali, do not reveal the erva of your daughter-in-law. Eishes bintchi, she's the wife of your son, loisegali ervasa, do not reveal her nakedness. So it says two different types of negative prohibitions. On that, Rabbi says, no, because pasach hakasa bekalos, the pasuk opens up calling her his daughter-in-law. V'sayim be'eishes b'nai, and it concludes by calling her his son's wife. Loi melacha, to tell you, zuhi kalasa zuhi eishes b'nai, that it's the same thing. That she's your, this one that's your daughter-in-law is your son's wife. That's why it says he, which sounds like that she's the one that we mentioned in the beginning of the pasuk. Now, so then why does it go back and repeat it? Is because it's coming to include to say that the violation of one's daughter-in-law is even going to be not only when the son's alive, but even after his son had passed away. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnahs that had mentioned regarding we were going back now through the order of the hierarchy of the penalties of death, going from severity to the lowest, which the first one is Skila. So we go through and mention different specifics of halachas for those who we said are in the category of Niskalim. And the continuing on that list were Habala Zachar, if someone has relations with a male, homosexuality, Vala Behema with an animal, bestiality, Ve'isha Mavias Behema, the woman that brings an animal on her for copulation, and they get Beskila, they get the punishment of being stoned. Now, the Mishnah addresses the question. The Pasuk says that not only does the man and the woman get killed, but the animal that they had relations with gets killed too. On that, as the Mishnah, Odom Chata, for the man sin, which he has free will, Behema Machata, what did the animal sin? Why does the animal get killed? Ella, rather, says the Mishnah, Lafisha, Bala, Odom Takal, Al Yoda, since the man stumbled because of the animal, it was a stumbling block for sin. Lafika Chamar Kosab Tisakal, that's what the Torah says, that because you were a Michshal, you caused the man to, or the woman to sin, therefore that animal gets stoned too. That's one interpretation. Dov Acher, different interpretation is, Shalaitahe Behema Iveres Beshuk, because we don't want the animal to be going by in the marketplace. The Yemen, they're going to say, oh, Zuhi Shanisko Plena Yoda, that's the animal that person got killed because it had relations with this animal. Since we don't want that embarrassment for the person to happen, so that's why we kill the animals, either because of takala or because of the embarrassment. Now the Gemara says, going to the first halacha, Zachar Menolan, from where do we know that regarding homosexuality, that the punishment of being stoned? Says the Gemara, the Tanakh, like we learned in the Braisa, which there's a pasuk in the Yikra, and pasuk in Perek Chav pasuk Yud Gimel, that the whole pasuk says, "V'isha sheyishkev ezachar." If a man lays with another male, mishkev isha, the way he lays with a woman, toyeva asu shnei emosim asu, an abomination they have done. Both of them shall surely die. Demei embam, their blood will be on them. So the Braisa explains the words of the pasuk when it says, "Ish," a man that will engage in homosexuality is prat lekatan. It's only if he's an adult, which excludes a minor. But then when it says Ashiyishka Bezachah, that he'll have relations with a male, for the fact that it calls the one he's laying with a male and not Ish, the same terminology of a man, obviously it's because it's not differentiating regarding the one that he's laying with, being Gadol, being Katan, whether if it's an adult or a minor, where the one who has relations with that male will be liable whether it's a young child or if it's an adult. Which essentially the Bryce is teaching us from the Pasuk, that you don't need both parties, both males, to be adults. And that from there we learn that actually the same thing would be if the one that's being laid with is the adult and the one who's laying with him is a minor, where as long as he's a 9-year-old boy, where at least his act of bia is considered a bia biblically, so although he himself is not going to get a punishment because he's not yet 13, he's not an adult, but the one that he's laying with, which it could be either one, whether if the man is laying with the boy or the boy is laying with the man, either one, the pasuk is teaching us that there's going to be a liability for the adult and the other party could be a minor. And the pasuk continues, Mishke ve'isha, if they lay the way a man lays with a woman, what the pasuk is teaching you, and that's what it says in the plural, Mishke ve'isha, sheshnei mishkav es be'isha, that there are two ways of laying with a woman that are equal one to the other, which is that there's going to be a liability in all arayis, in all forbidden relationships, a man with a woman, whether it's in the normal way or the unnatural way, which is either in the general area or in anal, in the other way. That's what that's how a man lays with another man. But it's teaching you that applies, because those are the two ways one could lay with a woman, which Amir Bishmol, he actually says, interestingly, Hariza Bola Lamed, when one reads the pasuk, it seems like that this word Mishke Ve'isha is coming to teach something regarding homosexuality, to say that although one cannot have relations the way he would have normally with a woman, because a man does not have that same anatomy, but it's coming to say that the liability will be even anal, even in the unnatural way. But Venim Tzolamet, it really comes to teach it, instead of teaching, it's coming and learning for itself. Because really, essentially, for Mishkev Zachar, the Pasuk's not necessary. Because it's obvious that the only feasibility of Mishkev Zachar is only in an unnatural way, because of the physiology of a man. Rather, this, when it says Mishkevei in the plural, is coming to teach that if someone has relations with a woman, whether it be in the natural way or the unnatural way, it's going to be liable. So although seemingly it's coming to teach when it says, oh, Mishke Be'isha, that's how you're going to be liable, Mishke Be'zachar, but we know that, and to the contrary, it's actually just reflecting on itself and saying that how it is by a male is going to apply the same thing to a woman, which having relations with a woman in an unnatural way will be the same Isser as it is in the regular way. When the pasuk continues, it says, Maisu Masu, they shall surely die, it means Beskila, that they're going to be stoned. Which the Brisa says, Atoim Beskila, do you really say it's with being stoned? Oy Eina Ella Ba'achas Mekal Mises Amos B'Torah. Maybe it means one of the other death penalties that are mentioned in the Torah. And that says the Brisa, Nemer Kan Demeim Bam. Here it says their blood is on them. V'nemer Ba'evi Yudayni Demeim Bam. And when it says regarding the punishment for those who practice the sorcery, Ba'evi Yudayni, it says their blood is on them. Ma'alahal Beskila, just like over there, the Torah explicitly says they get stoned. Afkan Beskila here also, it says the same terminology of Demeim Bam. We know it means that they get stoned. The Braisa continues on the Beis, so Einish Shemanu as Harminayin. So we know that there's the punishment of Skila that there is for Mishkav Zachar. But as Harminayin, where do we know that there's a prohibition, the Torah has to mention both elements, of having Mishkav Zachar, of having an act of homosexuality? And that says the Gemara, Tamalem, the Pasuk teaches in the Yikra, it says, Ve'ezachar le'tishka Mishkav Isha, that a man should not lay with another man the way he lays with a woman, because te'evahi, it's an abomination. So it says the Gemara, Lamanu Ashar L'Sheichim. So, okay, from this pasuk we learn out the prohibition of the one who's doing the laying. Don't lay with a woman, which the woman is the one who's laid with. She's the passive one, the man's the active one. So here also, it's teaching the prohibition of homosexuality, the one who's doing the active role. But Ashar L'Nishkeminan, where do we know there's a prohibition, the warning of the one who's being lain with? Tamalami, that's the pasuk teaching in Devarim, Lo Yia Kaddish Mimnei Yisrael. There should be no Kaddish from the Jewish people. Now, what does Kaddish mean? Says the Gemara, Va'im, the pasuk says in Malachim Aleph, V'gam Kaddish Hayah Ba'aretz. And that there was also Kaddish, which is a terminology of Znus, there was in the land of Eretz Yisrael, as it says in the pasuk, Asu Kechal HaToyevus HaGoyim HaShahayrish V'goyimah. They did like all the abominations of the nations which they chased out of Eretz Canaan, etc., which now we know that Mishkev Zachar, homosexuality, is called an abomination. So just like when it says over here in the pasuk Kaddish, it refers to something that's Te'eva. So also when it says Lo Yia Kaddish, it's something that refers to Te'eva. So then we learn from the Te'eva, which it says by Lo Yia Kaddish, from the Te'eva that says by Mishkev Zachar. Because by Mishkev Zachar, as we said, it says Asha Yishkev Zachar Mishkev Isha, Te'eva Asu Shneim Demeim Bam. So just like Te'eva that mentions over there, it's going also on the one who's being lain with, because it says Shnehem. So to the Te'eva, which says by Lo Yia Kaddish, is also referring to the one who's laid with. So from there is where we know that the warning of Lo Yia Kaddish means to say, do not engage in a passive role in the act of homosexuality. And that's where we know the Asar L'Nishkav. That's the Rebbe Shmuel. Kivayma, he says, no, Ein Tzarach, you don't need this source of Lo Yeh Kaddish like Rabbi Shmuel brought. Because Arei Yoyim, the pasuk that we quoted before, says that Zachru Leisishka Mishka Beisha, the place where we know the Azar L'Shoichiv, we said the pasuk says that a man should not lay with another man the way he lays with a woman. And that's what Rikiva, that same pasuk will teach us Nishkav. Because Kribe Leisishachiv, you could read it not just Leisishkav, you could read it Leisishachiv, do not be laying with. So it teaches not just Shoichiv, but also Nishkav. So that's the source for Mishkav Zachar. The next item mentioned in the Mishnah, Behema Menalon, that the Gemara says, when we know that bestiality, having relations with an animal, copulation with an animal, is going to be punished by Skila. Says the Gemara, the Tarabon, like we learned the Brisa, it's a pasuk in Vayikra, and the whole pasuk, it's in Perichav, pasuk Tazvav, it says, V'isha she'itin shchavte be'behema, if a man will place his laying with an animal, Mais humas he shall surely die, V'esa behema taregu, and you also kill the animal. So the Brisa takes apart the words of the pasuk. It says, ish, when it says, if a man, pratlakot, that excludes a minor who engaged in bestiality, when it says, ashayite in shchavte behema, that if he'll place his laying with the animal, it's ben gedol ben ketana, whether if the animal is an adult or a young animal, ma'isum esay should surely die, it means beskila, by being stoned. And that says the Brisa in Beskila, is that true that if someone engaged in bestiality gets stoned? Maybe it means one of the other death penalties that the Torah mentions. And that says the Brisa, Nemekan Taroigu. In this pasuk it mentions that it used the terminology of the word Taroigu, and it says, notice the animal will be killed. But the pasuk used the term Taroigu. Now, Menemela Halon, it says over there by the parsha of the Mesis, the one who seduces someone to engage in Avodah Zarah, it says, Kihari Targena, because you shall surely kill him. Now, Malahal Beskila, just over there by the Mesis, he gets killed by being stoned, as the pasuk says clearly over there, it was scouted by one that they kill him by stoning him. Avkan Beskila, so here also it says the same terminology of Taregu, it's also whoever engages in with an animal will get stoned. It says the Gemara, Lamanu Einish L'Sheichim. Okay, so we learn regarding the punishment of Skila for the one who lays with the animal, doing the active role. Einish L'Nishkav Minalam. Where do we know that if a male brings an animal onto him, meaning that engages with him anally, that if he plays the passive role, how do we know that he'll also get the punishment of Skila? Tamalama, that's the pasuk teaching in Shemais. It says, Kol Sheichim V'Mehem Mais Yumas. Whoever lays with the animal shall surely die. Now, Emeina in L'Sheichim, that pasuk is not coming to teach regarding the one who's doing the active role, because we just said this other pasuk teaches the one who's Sheichim V'Mehem regarding his punishment. So today, you in L'Nishkim, so must be teaching us the punishment for the one who's laying with from the animal. Okay, it says the Gemara L'Man Einish. So we learned a punishment, Bein L'Sheichim, Bein L'Nishkim, regarding the punishment of stoning, both the one who lays with the animal and who has the animal lay with him. But as Harminai, where do we know the warning, the prohibition, and the Torah of laying with an animal? So Tamalema, that's what the pasuk teaches in Vayikra, which the regarding the one who lays with the animal. So that, as we'll see, that the pasuk says explicitly, "Ubuchal behema leisit neshachavtecha," that a man should not place his laying with the animal. That's what it says in Vayikra, "Ubuchal behema leisit neshachavtecha letamava." Do not place your laying with the animal to become defiled by it. But, says the Gemara, Lamanu Azhar L'Sheichiv. So that would only teach us a warning for the one who lays with the animal, because it's talking about placing it in the animal. But regarding the one who's Nishkav, the male who's laid with from the animal, that it doesn't say. So that asks the Gemara, L'Nishkav Minayin. So how do we know regarding the one, the Azhar of the one who does the passive role with bestiality with the animal? That's what the pasuk teaches that we quoted before. It says, "Liyia kaddish mimnei Yisrael." There should not be a kaddish from the Jewish people. Now, what does that mean? Because there's another pasuk that says, "Vegam kaddish hayi ba'aretz v'goyimer," that there was also kaddish in the land of Eretz Canaan, which again we said says kisayavay segoyim, like the abominations of the non-Jews who had the Canaanim that were doing this before the Jews came to Eretz Yisrael. Now, being a nishkev with a behema is also from the abominations that the Canaanim had done. Because it says in the parasha of Arayis, ki as kol ha-ta'eva so'elo asu anshi arts, because all these abominations that I'm warning you, which includes the laying with an animal, is those who had lived in Eretz Canaan before you, they committed that, which is also nishkav with a behema, and therefore that's how we know the azhara for the nishkav with a behema, that's the Rabbi Shmuel. Whereas Rabbi Akiva, I mean, he disagrees, as he disagreed regarding Mishkav Zachar, he says the same thing regarding Behema, that you don't have to come onto this pasuk in Itzarach. You don't need to come onto this pasuk of Liyah Kaddish to say that means to say the abominations, which includes both Mishkav Zachar and bestiality, all those things that the Canaan had done. Because he says, no, Harei Yoim, that pasuk, which teaches us the warning regarding the Sheikh Ibn Behema, it says, Lisitin Shechavtecha, you should not place your laying. Now that only doesn't, that's not only teaching us Sheikhiv, but it's also teaching us the Nishkav. Why? Because you could read it, Lisitin Shechivasach, do not place your being laying with. And that's how we know both Sheikhiv and Nishkav according to Bekiva. Now, the Gemara explains, based on these two machlekes in between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, and regarding the how we know certain halachas of nishkav with mishkav zachar or with the behema, says the Gemara habala zachar. If someone has relations, if someone comes on, does the active role with having relation with another male, and additionally vehevi lav zachar, he also plays the passive role. He brings the male onto him, and he does both of these things in one lapse of awareness, meaning he doesn't realize that he's done something wrong, which that always separates an act that a person does to create a new liability for a new carbon. But he wasn't aware he engaged in homosexuality in both ways. Amr Bavo, so he says as follows, says, L'divri Bishmol Chayiv Shtayim. According to Bishmol, there's going to be two karbanas chattas that he's liable for because he has violated two different negative prohibitions which are coming from two different psukim. So therefore, that separates them into two different karbanas chattas. Why? Because chadim alay sishkab, one is the prohibition of not laying with another male. The chadim alay yikadosh, and where does he know the prohibition of the one who's laid with another male is from a different pasuk of alay yikadosh. So the two different sukkim, two different lavin, two different karban schatas. But ledivri bekiva in chayv alachas. But he says Rebbe Vo, but according to bekiva, is only going to be chayv for one karban schatas, since they're both learned from the same pasuk, because he says it's the same word, just you could read it active or passive. So therefore, there's no separation in the karbanas chattas. And because leisishkev, leisishachiv, chadihi, it's the same pasuk, the same lav, the same isser, and therefore it's going to be only one karban chattas. So too, continues Rebbe Vo, habala behemah, if someone does the active role engaging with relations with an animal, and also if a heavy behemah love, he acts in the passive role, bringing the animal on him. So too, Amr Rebbe Vo, he says, l'divri bishmal chayiv shtayim, you're going to be liable for two karban chattas. Chadim leisitin shechavtecha, one from do not lay with an animal, v'chadim alei yekadosh, and he says, and the nishkav is learned from a different pasuk of don't be a kadosh. But the divrei Rabbi Kiva in the chayv alachas, can Rabbi Kiva only be liable for one, which is shechavtecha v'shechivaseh chadihi. The same word is what teaches us both the active and the passive, and therefore, since it's learned from the same pasuk, the same iser, it's going to be chayv only one karban chattas. Now Abaye Amar, on this second halacha of Revo, Abaye disagrees. Says, no, afilu divrei Bishmol, in according to the words of Rabbi Shmuel, in the case you just described, with the one who is active and passive with the animal, there's only going to be one karban chattas. Because he disagrees with something that was mentioned before. When the pasuk says, do not be a kaddish, meaning regards to znus, begavriksiv. That pasuk was only referring to relations with a man, with a human, but regarding an animal, it's not called znus. As the Gemara in Yevamos on the New Testament base says from the halach of Esnan Zayin Mechir Kelev that it's not called znus when one has relations with an animal. So therefore, that wouldn't be appropriate for the loyya kaddish because, as we said, loyya kaddish refers to znus. So in actuality, although that we mentioned previously from the Braisa that Rabbi Shmuel learns it out from loyya kaddish, that was what's called l'rafcha de milsa. That was just saying in a more expansive type of a way. But actually, the primary prohibition is actually says Abaye is not learned from there. So then the question then becomes: so if that's not really where you know it from, El Rabbi Shmuel asar l'nishka menali. So then, according to Abaye, so then where actually does Rabbi Shmuel know that there is a warning for the one who's being lain with an animal from? Nafkele, he knows it from a different passing in Shemais. Mikol sheichiv in behem and meisumas, whoever lays with the animal shall surely die. Explains the Gemara, im ena in l'sheichiv, if this is not teaching us anything regarding the one who lays, because that we really know from a different passing, so tenei inyan l'nishkev, so it teaches us regarding the one who is laying with the animal. Now, although that pasuk is not talking about the asara, it's talking about the punishment, but says the Gemara, v'afkir achmana, the pasuk utilized when it teaches the punishment, lenishka, for the one who's laying with the animal, but lashon sheichiv, it uses the terminology of the active, because it says sheichiv and behema, but it's not nothing to do with sheichiv. Sheichiv already knows somewhere else. Okay, so it's talking about nishka. Okay, but it's talking about punishment. But why does it use nishka? Why does it say sheichiv when it's referring to nishka? Oh, because we want to learn out from sheichiv regarding the azhara. And therefore, that just since that there's azhara for the sheichiv and the nishkav, in other words, because we're comparing the nishkav to the sheichiv, which is ma sheichiv anish v'hizah, just like the one who lays with the animal gets punished and is a warning. Avnishkev onesh v'hizah, so that the one who gets lain with the animal has a punishment and also has an asara. So we're learning out the sheikhev from the asara, that since the asara for the sheikhev and the nishkev is learned out essentially now from the same pasuk of lesit nishachavtecha, because one is literally from its understanding, which is talking about the sheikhev, and the nishkev we know from the fact that nishkev is compared to sheikhev. So since it's one lav for both of them, says Abaye, even the Korintra Bishmol, there's not going to be any difference in the Karbachatas, even the Korintra Bishmol, because ultimately, where do you know in Nishkev that it's going that there's an Asara? We know it from its equation, because the Pasuk calls it a Sheikhiv, where although that Pasuk Tomat Einish, but it's comparing it to Sheikhiv, it's just like Sheikhiv has not just an Einish, but also Asara, so to Nishkev has so to an Asara, and therefore, ultimately, that means to say the warning, which is the source of the Karmachatas, of Nishkev is from the same Pasuk as Sheikhiv, and therefore, when he Sheikhiv and Nishkev, but a Behemah is only going to get one Karmachatas, not only according to Bekiva, but also according to Bishmal too. A similar type of discussion, says the Gemara, Hanirvah lezachah v'hanirvah lebehemah. If someone has relation with a male and has relations with an animal, so Amr Bavo, he says, Ledivri Bekiva, Chayiv Shtayim. According to Bekiva, there's going to be two liabilities. Chada miloi sishkav, v'chada miloi sit shachavtecha. One is from, which is, we said that applies by being lain from a man or being lain from an animal. Rabbi Kiva has that, he learns it out from the same pasuk of the prohibition of laying. Well, one is Lay Sishkav, which he reads Lay Sishachiv, and one is Lay Sishit Nishachavtech, which he reads Lay Sishit Nishachav Vaseich. So it's two different psukim. So you'll be chayav two. But Ladiri Bishmol and Chayav Al-Achas, Kandi Bishmol only liable for one. Because Idi V'Idi Lo Yekadishu, he learns out both Nishkavs, both of Mishkav Zachar and of Behema, from Liyah Kaddish, and therefore, since although they're two different acts, he was laying with from a human and was laying on from an animal, it's only be, it's one pasuk, one isra, and therefore one karbachatas. Abaye Ami says no, like he said before, Afil de Rabbi Shmuel na mechay b'shtayim, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's going to be two liabilities. Because, as Abaye said before, when it says Liyah Kaddish, that pasuk is only talking about relations with a human being, as we said before, because Nus only pertains to human beings. And therefore, being nirva to an animal is not learned out from there. Rather, the chsiv called sheichiv v'mehema meisumas. It's because we said whoever lays with an animal shall surely die. And as we said, emein in l'sheichiv is not teaching anything regarding laying with an animal, the one who does the active role, because that we said we know from a different pasuk. Tenei in l'nishkev, it's teaching us regarding the one who's laying with from an animal. Now, as we said, va'apkir achman l'nishkev l'ashen sheichiv. But then why does it use the terminology of the one who's laid with to the one who's laying? To teach you, ma'sheichiv anash v'hizah, just like the one who lays gets punished. And there's a warning, af nishkev anash v'hizah, so that the one who's laying with it gets punished, and there's a warning. And therefore, since it's learned from a different pasuk, then lo yekadish, which is regarding mishkev zachar that he's laying with, therefore, even according to Bishmal, there's going to be two different karbanos chatas. Aval Bud says the Gemara, though we had all these differences in Halacha between Abaye and Rebbe Vo regarding Rebbe Shimon and Rebbe Kiva, Aval Habo Ala Zachar, Behivi Zachar Olav. If someone does four acts, one, he comes onto a male and he brings a male onto him. And Habo Ala Behema, Behivi Behema Olav, he comes onto an animal and he brings an animal onto him. Bein Rebbe Vo, Bein La Abaye, both according to Rebbe Vo and according to Abaye, Le Rebbe Shmuel Chayiv Shalosh. According to Rebbe Shmuel's opinion, there's going to be three Kabbanas Chatas. And the reason for that is because according to each one of them, there's going to be one overlap. So it's not going to be four. According to Bavo, the act of being ba on the Zachar, that's learned from Li Sishkev. When he brings the Zachar onto him, that's learned from Li Yakadish, according to Bavo. When he's ba on the Behema, that's learned from Li Sit and Shachavtecha. But for the act of being nearer to the Behema, playing the passive role to the animal, that is not going to be liable for because he already is liable for when bringing the Zachar on him, which is both, according to Bavo, learned from the same pasuk of Le'yir Kaddish. So therefore, there's only three, not four. Now, according to Abaye, it's also going to come out to three, but through a different calculation. From being bond the Zachar and bring the Zachar onto him, those are two different things. And because it's learned from a Zachar Le'yir Shachav and Le'yir Kaddish, because regarding another person, Abaye agrees that's Le'yir Kaddish. But regarding being bond the Behemah and bringing the animal onto him, so that says lisit shachavtecha, but being nirva to the behema, that he's not going to be chayev for, because since we said that nirva is learned out from the pasuk of v'chol sheichev in behema, which we said that's being used for a hekesh to learn out from the terminology that it uses as a sheichiv. So really, we know at sheichiv, we know nishka from sheichiv. So therefore, it really learned that from the same pasuk of sheichiv. So therefore, it's only going to be one. And since there's no difference in the pasuk you learn it from, there's not considered two different negative prohibitions, and therefore it's going to be the same karmachatas for the sheichiv and the nishka with the behema. So according to both of them, for different reasons, Rabbi Shmuel in this case is going to be chayiv for three karbanas chatas. And Rabbi Kiva chayiv shtem, according to everyone, Rabbi Kiva is going to be only two karbanas chatas because he learns out sheichiv and nishka by both of them from the same pasuk, where shchavtecha is shchavaseich and sishkav is sishichav. So you learn out both by mishkav zacher and behema, both from the same, so it's only two karbanas chatas according to Rabbi Kiva. Continuing on this theme, turn about in the Braisa, Zachur, which is referring to the one who's lain with, the male who plays the passive role in the act of homosexuality, says the Braisa, lay also by cotton kigadol. They did not make a minor like an adult. And what the Braisa is saying is to make a liability for the man who's laying with this man. Whereas we said before, the Pasuk says, ish asher yishkav ezachar, a man, so he has to be an adult. When it says he lays with a male, sounds like whether if he's an adult or a minor. And that here the Braisa is qualifying and saying, but that does not include all minors. Rather, it's just saying that the man that he lays with does not have to be an adult that's bar einchin, that's 13 years old, to make the man who lays with him liable. But he has to have at least a certain age benchmark, which the Gemara later is going to ask, so what is that age? If we already said it includes a minor like an adult, and that the Braisa is saying, no, it's not any minor that we made like an adult. Whereas a behema, regarding engaging with copulation with an animal, asaba katana gigdela, there they made a young one, even like an old one, to make the one who lays with the animal to be liable. So the Gemara clarifies, Maile asu by cotton kagadl. What does the Braisa mean when it says it did not make a minor like an adult? Which minor, if a man has relations with this boy, is he going to be exempt? And which one is called the gadol to make the one who lays with him liable? Because as we said before, it's obvious that it doesn't have to be literally an adult who is 13 years old that would get punished himself. Because the pasuk says explicitly as zachar and not ish to tell you that actually it's whether he's an adult or a minor. So it's actually machlokes. Amar Rav says what the Braisa means to say is le'asu bias pochis miben tesha shonim. They did not make the relations of a boy who's less than 9 years old, kiben tesha shanim, like a boy who is 9 years old. Because if this man has relations with a boy less than 9 years old, he's going to be exempt, which the Gemara later explained the reason for Rav. Whereas the Shmuel Amar, he says, what the Braisa means to say is, le'asu bias pochis miben shalish shanim. They did not make the act of homosexuality with a boy less than 3 years old, kiben shalish shanim, like a boy that is 3 years old. So the Gemara said, what are they disagreeing when they're saying if the age has to be 9 or 3? So that's the Gemara. Rav holds that since the warning of the one who's laying with is learned from the one who lays, like Rabbi Kiva, as we said, he learns that from the same word, where leisishkav also means leisishachiv. So we compare the one who's laying with to the one who's doing the laying. We're called the isa b'sheichiv, whatever pertains to the one who's doing the act of laying, isa b'nishka pertains to the one who's being laying with. Whereas v'chol the less of a sheichiv, less of a nishkav, the one, whatever does not pertain to the one who's doing the laying, does not pertain to the one who's being laying with. Now, since the laying of a boy less than 9 years old who has relations with an adult male that is liable for punishment would actually not create a liability for that man, because that's not considered bia, as the Gemara says in Masech Nidaf Meim and Aleph, and actually the Gemara later on brings this in this sugya, when it talks about only a 9-year-old boy and onward has all the halachic ramifications of an act of relations. But less than 9 years old, his act is not considered like bia. Therefore, the same thing applies to when he's on the receiving end, when he's under 9 years old, it's also not going to create a liability for the one who lays with him, because we make a comparison between nishka to sheichiv. So though when he's using his male member and he's doing the act of bia, that we know it has to be 9 years old, whereas when he's just playing a different role in the anal part, similarly that's not related, but the pasuk equates it, so it has to be over the age of 9. Whereas the Shmuel Saba, he disagrees. He says, Mishkevei Ishikse, when it talks about the prohibition of homosexuality, the term that it uses by the Zachar is, if a man lays with him, the layings of a woman. Now, regarding a woman, when she's already 3 years old, she's already fit to have Bia. That is, it's considered an act of bia. A girl less than three, her virginity even comes back. It's not even considered like there was an act of bia. Now, but when the pasuk says by Mishkav Zachar, laying with a boy is the same as laying with a girl. So therefore, because it's saying Mishkav Isha, so the liability, the one who lays with him of death will be the same thing of, like a girl, will be the same thing as a boy. Which is just like by a girl, the age that it has to be is at least three. So too by a boy, it's going to be the age of three, not like Rav, who said the age of nine. But says the Gemara, Tanika Vaseid Rav, we have a brisa that says like Rav, where the brisa says Zechur, the boy who's being lain with, is Ben Tesh, Shana Vim Echad, is a boy that's 9 years old and one day. But less than that, he's not considered Mishkav Zechur. Now, it must be talking about the boy he's being lain with, and not the one who's doing the laying. Because, first of all, it says Zechur, at least according to the Girsa of Rashi, which we're reading it Zechur, although it says Zachar. Rashi's reading was Zechur, which is the passive role. Moreover, he says that if it was told about the one who's doing the laying, which, yeah, that we know, Mishkav Zachar, the boy has to be, the one who's doing the action has to be 9 years old, but we're saying it supports Rav, who says even if he's playing the passive role, is because if it was talking about the one who's doing the laying, to make the one who's laying with, that's an adult, to be liable, then why would it specifically be then talking about in the context of Zechur, of the one who's being, of Mishkav Zachar, then it should be saying regarding all types of arayas. To say that any woman that has relations with a boy, as long as he's 9 years old, would create a liability. Obviously, it's not talking about the boy is doing the active role, because then that wouldn't be pertinent just to Mishkav Zachar, it would be for all arayas. It's when he's doing the receiving end, which is only pertinent by Mishkav Zachar. It's coming to say that he has to be, like Rav said, 9 years to make the adult who has relation with him to be liable. Now we continue in Tav of Nunheim and Aleph, where the Braisa concludes, which is teaching the different halacha. Habal Behem, if someone has relations with an animal, Ben Kedarka, Ben Shaloi Kedarka, whether if he does it in the natural way or the unnatural way, where there's these two orifices in the animal, it's still considered being Reveya, an animal. And so to the Isha, Mavias Behem Aleph, a woman that brings an animal onto her, Ben Kedarka, Ben Shaloi Kedarka, whether she does it in her natural place or her unnatural place, Chayev is going to be a liability for engaging in bestiality with an animal.